Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Will Clower, and this is Cooking for Health. We're in the dessert week, and there's ways to do dessert right, and there's ways to do dessert wrong. And I know you're thinking, no, all dessert's good dessert, and that's just not true, because there are these things that people buy, and oh, my God, if you've ever been to the freezer section of a grocery store and you've seen all the different hundreds of different types of varieties of that whipped topping stuff, there's this kind and that kind and artificial strawberry and artificial blueberry, and there's a million of them. And you look at that and think, gosh, there's a million of them because people buy that. Oh, my God. The solution to that problem is for you to learn to make your own whipped cream. It's so easy. And you're like, make my own whipped cream from scratch? Yeah, from scratch. Whipped cream, you know how you do it? Here's how you do it. This is a recipe. Write this down. Get cream. Whip it. That's what you do. It takes about a minute, 37 seconds. You get your beaters in there. No, really, 3 minutes tops. And when you make it, all you do is you add a little bit of brown sugar, maybe a little bit of dark rum, or a little vanilla too, either one, to make it incredible. You turn those beaters on. Whee! And you just move it around easy. The beaters are doing the work for you. And the cream will stiffen over time so that at some point it will be such that when you turn it off and you lift the beaters out, then it forms these little peaks. You can stop there if you want, or you can make it stiffer if you want to just by beating it longer. It's great. And that will whip the pants off of anything you get in a plastic tub from the freezer section. Good? If you have any questions, need some help on this, you just come by our site. That's willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.